This podcast is very not safe for work.
Birth certificate? Wordless!
Thank you, friend, for sending me this text message. Seeing John Krasinski shirtless on Jack Ryan makes me ache for a man in my life.
Okay. Just gonna say that's a weird thing to send somebody.
David.
Hold on. I'm setting up a great joke. Stand by.
Stand by. You need to charge. He needs to charge for the joke, everyone.
Oh, he's going to get his Nokia.
We got to give him time.
This is going to be funny. There's going to be payoff. Stop hitting me.
And Judy, hit him more.
You hit me with a dowel? Oh, I'm sorry. A dog bone hide? Steve, read your phone.
Look at this asshole reading texts on my show, wasting my time, wasting our show's goddamn time. Sorry, wrong number. Why was it also sent by my friend who said that they needed a man in their life?
Last time on Friday Night Fanfiction.
Glad you can make it down here, Detective. We could really use your assistance on this one.
Jeez. Is that the body? Holy Christmas, what happened to him?
You're supposed to tell us. You're the detective. That's the third one this month. We gotta find this creep before they strike again.
Based on the compound fractures, the shattered cartilage around the wrist, the severe head trauma, it looks like they were forced to read bad fanfiction until their bodies revolted and destroyed them from the inside out.
Sir, we also found this near the body. Why would there be a cassette recorder here?
The sick bastard.
The suspect must have been recording it for their own enjoyment. And it seems they wanted us to hear something, too.
Well, let's give it a listen.
Should we really do that? I've seen horror movies that started this way.
I've also seen hentai that started this way.
Hello, Mr. Police Cops Lawman. If you have hopes to find me and stop me, you will have to play my game. Each week I will send you the worst fanfiction I can find. You must read it and survive, or the bodies will keep coming.
Please help me! He's already made me read more stories! I don't think I can handle anymore!
Damn! How did he know my name was Police Cops Lawman?
Sir? Why did the power just go out?
Oh god, I just got hit with some paper. It couldn't be. It can't be.
Your mind and body can't possibly be ready for the thrilling conclusion of Friday Night Fanfiction. Brought to you by Night Horse Media. Director, Grand Manat. Executive Producer, Corporate Steve.
How can pay you till a kiss from a rose? Give me kiss. Ooh, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me.
You said you wanted games, Dave?
Plant yourself on my lips. Ooh.
Dave, there. Get these games. Nokia N-Gage QD with a library of games.
No.
Oh, fuck. If you don't get it, I might.
Sonic N? There's a game called Sonic N?
For N-Gage.
Pathway to War.
Oh, they got Ashen.
Dude, old school Call of Duty.
Marcel DeBailey Pro Soccer.
WWE Aftershock.
MLB Slam. That sounds like a mixture between a baseball and a wrestling game.
I thought that said Pussy Pop, and it's Puyo Pop.
Disappointing.
Puyo Pop's a great game.
Ooh, I can't wait to play Splinter Cell Chaos Theory and Itty Bitty Eye Strainovision.
Honestly, I kind of want to see that.
Also, there's an N-Gage game with nothing on the cover. Right underneath Worms World Party and above MLB Slam. It's completely blank.
Mystery game. Only if you order this now.
Also, he has two copies of Worms World Party.
Because it's that good.
Ooh, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
So what the hell is Colin McRae Rally anyhow?
It's a rally racing.
Yeah, Colin McRae died, though, in a helicopter crash.
Oh, jeez. Is that why they don't put his name on games anymore?
Oh, no. Colin Mockery's dead?
Not Colin Mockery. You're making a mockery of him.
You're not allowed to crack those jokes.
Yes, I am.
No.
I run the show. I want to find the ugliest phone on eBay.
All right. Problem is, it's not technically a phone, but please enjoy. Because I had one of these when I was a young man.
Ooh.
Oh, I had one of those, too.
Oh, no. I've seen the Cybiko.
Naturally contoured for your pleasure.
It looks like a TI-83 from Chernobyl.
Jesus.
And Steve-O, I did send the ugliest phone that I could find.
What, the BMW phone? That looks kind of nice, honestly.
I kind of want that phone.
It looks like a Zippo with a cell phone cover on it.
Look at that brushed chrome, man. And the BMW grill and logo.
And steering wheel.
All I want to do is yell, and the Draken comes in the night and sets something on fire with that phone.
Oh, man. We're just looking at car phones now.
Why is that phone also my VHS rewinder? Awful. I'd never stick that phone in my vagina.
Did Val approve that offer?
I said my vagina, not her vagina.
Yeah, Dave, that's purple, not pink.
That's pink.
That's purple, you idiot. Are you colorblind?
Wife, what color is this?
Pink.
Oh, wife says it's pink. You're all wrong.
It's fucking purple.
It's magenta. No, it's fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
It's fuchsia. Yes.
They're saying it's purple, but it's not purple. There you go. It's a cool pink, which means I'm still correct because I said pink.
Cool pink sounds like a very overly done masculine way of saying purple.
Yo, dog, this is cool pink. What are you talking about?
Dave, do you have $10,000 floating around?
No.
Okay, I was going to say you could hire me as a hitman.
No.
That's a cheap rate. Why are you setting yourself below industry levels?
It's a friend discount.
A friend discount.
Are you telling me this isn't the first time you've done this?
Are you kidding? His business is booming.
Business is booming.
And so is his gat. No? Nobody? All right.
No, it's funny. I have peanut butter in my mouth, so I can't laugh very loudly.
Again.
Wasn't there the woman who recently tried to hire a hitman, and they interviewed the husband? I can't remember the exact story. But afterwards, he goes, "You don't get a hitman for that cheap."
What time does the Renaissance Festival even open?
10.
Oh, perfect.
So you can go there, mess around with people for about 45 minutes, get fed up with your turkey leg for being too stringy, and then leave.
Stringy turkey leg? That doesn't sound like any Ren Fair I know.
Turkey leg good.
I went to the Ren Fair with my ex-wife, and then she divorced me.
I feel like there may have been a few more steps.
There was, but it's a really funny story if you just end it there. Really funny or really sad, depending on your outlook.
I don't use Outlook anymore. I'm just going to bring it with the fucking deprecated computer jokes all day today.
I mean, I went back to Thunderbird.
Is there a DOS email client?
Oh, God.
Lotus email or something, maybe?
Usenet.
Usenet.
Send email from the DOS prompt, Febooty.
Febooty.
Febooty mail is a DOS email from me at example to recipient at example. Text, email from DOS is easy.
That's a lion, you know it.
How much does Febooty cost? $170.
Shit.
What?
Just the command line email? $90.
Shit.
What a bargain.
I gotta find the Waves bundle, the most overpriced bundle I've ever seen in my life.
Are you sure all of the DLC for Train Simulator is not?
So this is just audio plugins, by the way. Where is it? There you go. Mercury bundle. 165 stellar plugins and 400 components. On sale for $2,500.
Oh, thank God it's on sale.
Yep.
Regular $7,599.
Jesus Christ on a crap cracker crust.
For that, I better get cocaine.
Screw it. We're not doing the opening tonight.
Oh, good.
What? Okay.
We were supposed to do the thing where we made a fun new intro, and it would have been great. But no.
We still have time to do that.
Oh, do we, Steve?
We haven't had any episodes posted from season 7 yet, and they're not going to be posted till next week.
Well, then there you go. Steve is lazy.
What happened to our season break?
Yeah, what did happen to that mid-season break that was...
We did have one. It was 1 week.
Logan's infinite hunger caused him to eat what remained of our break.
Oh, I'm still so hungry.
Logan, you're supposed to say me so hungy.
No.
Did I ever tell you guys that one of Valerie's sex toys reminds me of The Simpsons every time I see it?
What?
You didn't tell Val, apparently.
Is it yellow like a minion or something?
One of her butt plugs is made by a company called Enjoy.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, the way the stylized font is that upside down, it looks like it says Hoju.
Hoju.
I just keep on thinking back to the Simpsons line. Do you want to be called Homer Jr.? They could call you Hoju.
I'll get back to you on that one, Dad.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, Logan, Valerie, Sean, And our guests tonight are Moguta and Waffle. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing awesome.
Good. You were going somewhere recently, Moguta? I think I missed the majority of that conversation.
Yeah, I hit up Iceland just recently for a week.
Did you just slip and slide through the entire country?
I would have liked to do all of it, but, you know, it was just so bulging that I could only do part of it, really.
He stopped at the Eora Fajekal volcano and was like, you know what? Getting this all over me is just not going to work.
Yeah, I hate it when I get lava on me.
I don't know. As a stereotypical American, I just imagine Iceland is entirely like the Mario Kart 64 level for Sherbert Land. Confirm or deny?
Confirm, but put a whole bunch of the lava levels in there as well.
Waffle, you recently changed jobs?
Changed jobs 3 months ago and moved.
Where are you now? Also the land of ice and fire?
No.
Wasn't that a Dragon Force song?
No, that's Luxuria.
I like how I got like four different answers for that too, which was great.
So, all right, so you changed jobs, you changed locations, you're currently standing on an ice float in the middle of lava.
People at school call you Hoju.
How is the new job?
Really good.
I think you sent us pictures of drinking on the job, which is always a plus.
Ooh.
Wine fridge in the office? Yes.
Oh, shit.
You guys have a wine fridge at your fucking office?
We also had a happy hour provided by the company just a couple weeks ago where it was just endless tequila shots.
That's dangerous.
Oh, my God. That sounds great.
I knew David was going to squirt a little in his pants.
Help me get that job.
Well, Dave, you just got to come to Maryland.
I will, and then we'll sell this house and we'll move up there and get ourselves a sweet dank.
I thought you said you'd never come back to this state.
I don't know. I might. Jobs are good.
Got some cyanide if you're looking.
I'm not looking for cyanide. Stop trying to get with the whole death angle.
Why aren't you looking for cyanide? I thought everybody was looking for cyanide, or is that just me?
So before I continue, if you guys like us, the best thing to do is tell your friends about us. Show them your favorite episode or something.
They can't see the episode, Steve-O.
Look, don't make me put it into a visualizer.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just plug Friday Night Fanfiction in a milk drop. That's not a nightmare waiting to happen.
Plug it into your brain.
Whoa.
Do it.
Sensual transformation.
Gain its power.
Come hang out with us on Discord. We're pretty active, and we're not bots, we swear.
Beep boop.
If you really have money that you just need to throw away, we have a Patreon.
Don't wait. Hey. Our product is quality, sir.
Yes, you would help pay for us to be self-sustaining, and also menial upgrades like $35 of Taco Bell for David.
Hey, I don't eat that much. He's like 15.
Steve?
Yes?
We were talking earlier about cell phones. I found one that actually has a lighter built into it.
What?
Oh, hell yeah. Let me see that.
Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Oh, that's so stupid.
Buying that shit right now.
Why is there a cigarette as the background?
When you gotta smoke and also put flammable stuff next to your explodium lithium ion battery.
I would imagine that trying to side talk with that lighter phone is just a recipe for burns. Let's continue. It's 8:08. We got a good amount of stuff to read tonight.
Yeah, give it to me. Fucking right in my beehole. Fucking hard. No mercy.
With my magic dick.
With your magic dick.
I'm kind of upset about the whole Bowsette thing because one of the people that I support on Patreon, a porn artist, posted a new tally last night for what I'm going to draw next, and somebody submitted Bowsette. Bowsette has 50%. Of all of the votes already.
Because Bowsette is the fucking best thing ever.
She's that new hotness.
Honestly, it's very normie level.
Logan, I know it's very normie level for you, and it takes something crazy like someone being vomited on with Pepto-Bismol while singing the national anthem of France to get you off.
Oh, you also saw that Max Hardcore video.
Yes, I see everything. I'm plugged into the internet at all times. I have Wi-Fi installed in my cerebral cortex.
That's the one that has Pop Goes the Weasel sung by a children's choir as the soundtrack.
That's just unsavory.
But yeah, so apparently Bowsette is the new hotness, but we're going back to Sonic the Hedgehog tonight. We are reading The Greatest Story Ever by me, by Freedom Beef.
You're not Freedom Beef.
No, I'm not, but the story is by
Freedom
Beef.
That's the name of the story. Freedom Beef!
Freedom Beef! Freedom Beef! Freedom Beef! Why is it called Freedom Beef?
Because so, that's just
so. Freedom Beef is it's a joke about an episode that aired once of the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, the communist episode.
The communist episode.
That's a real thing, by the way.
And speaking of communism, going up first tonight is David.
Communism episode, here we come.
Yeah.
Category Sonic the Hedgehog. Genre is adventure and angst. Rated T for teen.
I can't believe I'm going on an adventure. Gah! Get out of my room, Mom.
Chapters 1 to 8. Summary. Sit back and behold, spelled wrong, at the greatest story ever made. Sonic to Fast and all his super cool friends will go on an epic journey to save the world. Can they stop the evil, or will it be too much for them? And will they find new friends to find out here? Rated T for totally epic! Chapter 1, Great Team!
It's not totally.
It's totally.
That's close enough. Yo, 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 Freedom Beef in the his house. I've come from the greatest renters. Oh, God, it's going to be one of these, huh?
You sounded like very angry ocean waves just sort of crashing against the shore.
Greatest. Why does the ocean have an engine now?
I just want you guys to realize the author wrote this while working at a courthouse.
Wait, what?
As a courthouse...
The stenographer, right?
No, he wasn't a stenographer.
Was he a clerk?
He was a clerk.
Oh, because that would be incredible.
So he was taking this instead of the courtroom dialogue as a stenographer.
The judge is like, please read that back to me. And he's like, the witness said, burning off time lasting, better get your lunch because it's great time. And he's like, did he really say that? He's like, it's right here, judge. It couldn't be anything else. And then he's like, all right, well, then proceed. Of all time to give this world the greatest thing it will ever read in its entire life. After ooh, read this masterpiece.
No, that's pee ice.
Oh, yeah, it is pee ice. I'm gonna, I got it. After ooh, read this master pay ice. Every little thing you read, ooh, read after will be terrible.
Terrible.
It became Charles Barkley right there, just terrible.
Oh, this is really terrible.
Birth certificate? Cat?
We've tried reading this before. There's a reason why we stopped, and we tried reading this.
We finished this.
No, we didn't.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Hold on, I gotta get to the birth certificate. Birth certificate? Wordless!
Thank you, friend, for sending me this text message. Seeing John Krasinski shirtless on Jack Ryan makes me ache for a man in my life.
Okay. Just gonna say that's a weird thing to send somebody.
David.
Hold on, I'm setting up a great joke. Stand by.
Stand by. You need to charge. He needs to charge for the joke, everyone.
Oh, he's going to get his Nokia.
We gotta give him time.
This is going to be funny. There's going to be payoff. Stop hitting me!
Did Judy hit him more?
You hit me with a dowel? Oh, I'm sorry. A dog bone hide? Steve, read your phone.
Look at this asshole reading texts on my show. Wasting my time. Wasting our show's goddamn time. Sorry, wrong number. Why was it also sent by my friend who said that they needed a man in their life?
Anyway, one red for being great? Not as great as me. Accepted into school, spelled wrong. Ooh, loved cars! Author's note. Foga, why would ooh school is stupidy for babes lol. But in Inoga, time wasting. Better get your watch, because it's great time!
Before you get to great time, I tried to look up a lipstick phone, and the first link was to a Neiman Marcus clutch bag that's over $5,000.
For the fucking cookie store?
What?
They have cookies late in the year.
They have a pina colada clutch bag for $5,795.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, they got a boombox one for almost $6,000.
This is stupid! Fashion is stupid!
Yeah, it's covered in fucking stones, dude. What do you expect?
I could piss out some stones and sell it for $5,000.
Before, spelled wrong, we start seeing that this is the greatest thing ever made. It defiantly will make every man, women, spelled wrong, an unborn child, a chid, unborn chid,
unborn chid,
cry out in super great joy. That is why the letter, it will have every single, spelled wrong, thing physically able to exist. That is right, a mortal. If it exists, here it is. So, prepare your dumb ASSs for the best thingy ever made. Is this written by Alex Jones?
No. Please read it as Alex Jones.
Disclaimer, I don't own Sonic the Fast, but once this is over, I bet they will beg me to take them. I won't, though, because I am a god and merciful to all, so I give lech to my peeps because I'm call like that. One, greatness begins. Dr. Eggman was in his Psy House factory laughing super evilly because he had the best plan. It was not a stupid deaf walker or a stupid deaf trap or a stupid deaf laser. Or even a stupid deaf robot. No, Eggman had been hit with a deaf ray of genius. It gave him the best of plans. Oh!
I didn't buy the evilness of your laugh, Dave. Try one more time.
Oh! Sad the evil doctor. I will take over the world with my excellent plan. And then turn it into a big egg and eat it for breakfast.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Eggman Reali liked eggs. So he's that.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those nights.
You can do it.
I think that says defaintly.
Defaintly.
Eggman really liked eggs, so he defaintly ready to make it into an egg. No one will stop me, he said. Meanwhile, his robots and that really funny one in yellow saw Eggman's...
I think that's Rally Foony.
Foony plan. Yeah, Foony. One in yellow saw Eggman's evil plan and threw up because it was so genius and made their wires go nuts.
Nope, mad.
Oh, shit, you're right. And made...
No.
Now, fuck. And mad their wires go nuts. Eggman saw this and laughed again. Not even science itself can handle my epic stuff. Now to go to make breakfast.
I feel like I'm getting dumber just listening to this.
Eggman then talked out of the house, or out of his house, and into space where he fell down to the grass area where Sonic to Fast and Tally's the Smurt and Knuckles to Buff and Amy to Pink and Cram the Cram.
Cram the Cram.
Rogue the Bat.
Teh.
Rogue to Bat and Shadow to Emo and Omega. You can get those supplements now. Omega Mobius Jones supplements, $49.99 or rings.
All right, you've sold enough supplements. What else does he fucking sell on his website besides supplements?
Chaos Emeralds.
Sure.
We got them from Obama when he had them that time.
He sell those $10 butt wipes.
Play the clip. Play the clip of Obama having the Chaos Emeralds.
Those Chaos Emeralds, are they like the fucking vagina eggs that Gwyneth Paltrow sells?
Steve, you mean these Chaos Emeralds? Chaos Control. And then he produced a birth certificate. It wasn't real.
I'm turning a VPN on just so I can visit InfoWars to see what else they sell.
False hopes.
Eggman fist bumped the ground all cool, and Sonic said it was way past cool. Get it? Because he says that kind of thing. That makes this canon. And Eggman said, Yosh. Whatever that means. It's probably Sanskrit. I don't know. They gave Sonic a paper before walked back to into his house. What is it? Said Amy. All in quotes. Sonic looked at the paper and used his sonic speed.
Supersonic.
Supersonic speed to read it fast because he does everything fast.
Oh, that's so stupid. Why does his top nav bar have a link for news and breaking news?
Well, you gotta separate them.
Because one has screaming, one doesn't.
No, let's be realistic. All Alex Jones news has screaming.
Can you believe this shit?
He is not looking good.
It said he wants to have a party sleepover. Everyone gasps except Omega, who cannot guess because he is a robot and has no organs. Eggman was crazy, said Knuckles, as he flexed his epic arms. He must be super stupid, said Tails, as he flexed his epic brain.
No way,
said Amy, as she flexed her epic. Cram nodded. How strange.
Oh, Jesus, he sells fluoride-free toothpaste.
Oh, hell yes.
Basically, just put white shit on your teeth. Don't worry about it. It happens all the time.
He has a product called the Real Red Pill.
Whoa!
Oh my god. What does it do?
Yeah. To red pill yourself against women.
Let me see. This is loading really slowly because the VPN's going through, like, Thailand or something. The same great formula now with an added kick. Try the Real Red Pill Plus today to help you reach your peak.
Oh, this is definitely a male enhancement kind of thing.
Why you need pregnenolone?
What?
A little known neurosteroid with so much potential and science behind it.
So much science!
Oh, really? How come I've never heard of it?
Let me look pregnenolone up on drugs.com.
No, it's just a steroid. Endogenous steroid and metabolic Yeah, it's standard bullshit.
Although it's called a neurosteroid, it's actually totally safe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
Because of course they haven't.
They claim it can be used for Alzheimer's.
Well, at least Alex Jones is catering to his target demographic.
The overview states, pregnenolone is a chemical that's found in our bodies. It can also be made in the laboratory. People use it for medicine.
Wow.
Wow, that's some science right there.
Oh, good news, Valerie. They sell super female vitality.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good. I wouldn't want your wife's eggs to wither away.
Listen, you want your wife to have a penis? We can put one on her. It's not gay if she's already a woman.
I've got to stop looking at these and get on with the show.
Please let us get on with the show.
Next up is Waffle.
Oh, fuck.
Waffle, be sure to take your super female vitality before reading your part.
You'll have the biggest tits in the world. Maserati won't have nothing on you. Warning, may cause macromastia. Oh, can that be the episode title? Just warning, may cause macromastia.
Sure, but I'm going to do it for a different episode just to confuse people.
Okay.
No, nothing is okay about either the story or the supplements.
I mean, if this were OCAD, it would be okay.
Deep breaths. You can do it.
Should we go, said Rogue. Everyone looked at each other and then at Desmels and nodded. Okay, we will gonad. Oh.
We will gonad?
We will gonad.
We will get and defat that Eggman and eat him for breakfast. And then steal his cool house.
That's rude.
Not the cool house.
That was a taste of the great. I hope you enjoyed it, because if you didn't, your soul is bad.
Wow.
Now read and review it. 11 stars out of 5 for more.
I mean, if you're going to shoot for the moon, just go for it, man.
That's not shooting for the moon. That's shooting for Alpha Centauri.
Star, chapter 2. Star, colon. Great items, teams, 2. Yo, welcome back.
Yo.
Yo. Gung, gung.
He's turned into a shakuhachi.
It's like, oh, hey, thanks, Tenchi Muyo.
Freedom beef in this biz. Looks like some people all read, e-recognize, the glory of that story. Alexa Cat 12, you rock because you know this is obviously gonna be godly. I'm so god I left Gamer Girl speechless.
Speckless.
Speechless.
That guess scars me, though. You might want to go to a doctor or something, cause your epic power ain't nothing compared to mine. What up? Can't touch
Toke.
Can't Toke hit this.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, I dropped in the Klingon here, which is weird.
Ain't no good.
Well, l'chaim to you too, Steve.
You patah.
How dare you call me a smooth head? It's not nice. I don't go around calling you weird face.
Inogu of that dough. Back to the great. Disclaimer. I don't own Sonic the Fast, Mario, Pokemon, Captain Falcon,
the Batman.
But we cool. So, hey, let me use them for stuffs like this.
But we cool. Of course.
Chapter 2. More gratness.
You added a chapter. It's just 2.
Hey, guys.
What?
Have you seen Gritty?
What?
Have you seen Gritty?
What? Yeah, I've seen that. I don't get it.
It's a new mascot for a hockey team.
Yes, I saw him like 2 days ago. It's pretty creepy.
It's so fucking great. I love it. I want to trick out my car with Gritty merch.
No.
Maybe 20 or 30 years from now, if you keep collecting all of these meme-based fads like Nilla, you're just going to become a rich man.
I'm already rich at heart.
So the plan was set. Sonic DeFast. Sonic DeFast. Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah, you heard that right.
Twice for emphasis.
Okay. And Tails the Smirt. And Knuckles DeBuff. And Amy DePink. And Cream the Cram.
Hang on, guys. There's five of them. Who's who in this group?
You know what? Let's have the guests deliberate. Let's not comment on ourselves.
Yeah. Who do you think we are?
May deliberate.
Well, Amy, I think...
I want to put that as Sean.
Yeah?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why?
No.
No comment.
No commentary till he's done.
Let's see here. Cream. That seems like something for David, for sure.
Yeah, with what he drinks.
Cream the Cram.
I mean, I guess, but she's a little underage for my taste as far as bunnies go.
No, Dave, it's not who would
Dave,
you
be with.
Dave,
we're not saying you have to fuck them. That's just who you are. This is your government-assigned kin.
No, naturally, I will be masturbating as this character, so underage, not good.
So wait a minute, that's a good question. If somehow your brain went back in time and got put into a younger you's body, is that technically pedophilia?
This is technically a stupid question.
Good answer, Logan.
All right, you got three more characters to assign.
Oh, Logan is Shadow the Emo.
Wait, that was...
No objections!
No, but that wasn't in the five that we were assigning.
What were the five?
The first five.
With Sonic DeFast, uh-huh. Tails the Smirt, Kunkles DeBuff.
Knuckles the Buff.
Amy to Pink.
Oh, and Rogue. Can I be Rogue? She has big boobies.
Shadow the Emo is right there.
Yeah.
But just from the five.
No. They can
That's
choose
more
seven.
Like eight. We don't have eight people here.
It doesn't matter.
It's okay. I'm fine with Shadow the Emo.
So Rogue's up for grabs, right? So we can...
Yeah.
Give that to me. That way I can have the big boobies.
Dave, you've already been assigned as Cream the Cram.
You're Cream, man.
You already got yours. Stop complaining.
I just want to have the big boobies.
Stop complaining.
No one lets me have the big boobies.
So the only two people left are Valerie and myself.
Okay. I guess, well, Val will have to get Rogue, honestly.
You guys aren't allowed back on the show. For 3 weeks.
And so what does that leave for Steve-O? Knuckles?
Captain Knuckles!
Yeah. You've just been elected governor, so you have to give up your commission.
Okay.
And Rogue the Bat, and Shadows Emo, and Omega Dabot. Everyone went to go pack for the big plan. Sonic got his cool shoes and rings and came back before anyone could even move because he's so fast.
That's Nyone or Neon.
NY1.
I love that TV station.
The New York Minute.
Everything can change.
In a New York Minute. Ooh.
Tails got a wrench to crack open the egghead. LOL.
Get it? See what it did there? Fucking lol.
Knuckles got his super cool hat that looks super cool on him. Amy brought a ton of shoes and pajamas and makeup and other girly stuff.
Like vibrators and dildos.
Mm.
Wow.
Oh, like, yeah.
And okay, strap-ons.
Whatever, man. We don't judge.
What? And no condoms brought along? Really?
Hey, they use protection. That's implied.
Yeah, you gotta protect yourself from getting plastic pregnant.
You don't want plasticine babies.
Otherwise, you might give birth to a balloon.
Oh.
Oh, God. Cream got a dog treat. Rogue got the Master Emerald. Shadow got some goth stuff and makeup and razor blades.
Oh, no.
And Omega got oil.
Well, I'm okay with that.
Oh, no. It's Omega fish oil. Oh, no.
From Alex Jones. Great. Yes.
I would assume that it's like oil for like lubrication, not that kind for engines, but like...
For revving your engine, wink, wink.
Yeah.
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 They all met at Talus Place. Wait, when the fuck did this become synagogue?
No, the high holidays are over already.
The Jews out in space. They're zooming along, protecting the Hebrew race.
and then got on his plane, but he had a surprise for them. "Let's go, guys," said Tails when he pressed a button, and the plan turned into a giant robot of cool.
Cool.
It was as tall as a house, and everyone worked it like in Power Ranger Samurai.
"I do not like your kick so high. I do not like you, Samurai."
Sonic was the legs, because he's the fast, obviously. Tails was the head, because he's smart, obviously. Knuckles was the arms, because he's buff, obviously. Amy was the dress, because it was pink, obviously. Cream was the...
Starting to notice a naming convention with this.
Really?
You think?
Cream was the ears, because she has big ears, obviously. Progue was the eyes, because bats can see in the dark, obviously.
Yeah, that makes sense. Everything checks out.
Clearly, everything has been well thought out, and not at all bullshit.
Shadow was Ted's giant flaming sword.
Oh, hell yeah, my giant flaming sword.
Because he's emo, obviously. Omega was the robot, because he's a robot. I thought they were all part of the robot. How is Omega now all of them?
It's just the robot.
Question for everybody. This is just a random aside. What's your favorite Crash Bandicoot?
Two.
Good answer.
I never played them.
Never played them.
Never played them.
Don't know.
That's all right.
Hold on. I need to go look up what the most obscure one was.
Someone said Crash Bandicoot 2, and that's all we really needed to hear.
That would have been me, David.
Thank you, man.
Oh, no, perfect. They had a Crash Bandicoot on the N-Gage. That's my favorite.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a Nitro cart, Steve. That's not a real Crash Band.
Whatever one was on Windows Phone.
There was none.
I like the one where you had to go into space and save the galaxy from the Reapers.
That's a Mass Effect.
What the hell is a Zeebo?
That's the name of the evil clown from that episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? Bam! Fucking incredible reference right here, folks.
I was going to say a slick new thing that the guy are calling the gazebos, but
hey baby, you want to meet up at the gazebo?
The all blasted of in space and got to Eggman's house, where he was waiting at the door with cookies. "Yes, cookie. Oh man, that is my jam," said Shadow as jump D out of their obot. The rest Agred jumped out and ate cookies, then went into the egg house. There they say Eggman's other friends, like Mario Kart.
What?
What? No, it's not Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
My friend Mario Kart over here.
It's me, Mario Kart.
That was good.
Like Mario and Captain Falcon.
Captain Falcon.
And Luigi and Pikachu and Bowser and his weird sun thing and Pikachu and Peach and the Batman.
Wait, Pikachu's in there twice?
Yep.
There's more than one Pikachu.
Parentheses. And who is super epic and my hero, even though I'm a good LOL, and parentheses.
My Hero Academia?
"Hey, Sonic," said Mario. "What took you so long? Are you too SL?
What is that? Oh, too slow. Got it.
No, are you too SL?
He's too fast to say the whole word, though.
Sick of life? Yeah.
No, second life.
But Sonic stopped him by putting a cookie in his mouth.
You're awesome. Thank you, Sonic.
With a fist all fast, because he's fast. But the cookie he had shroomed in it. So
I looked up 2SL, and it's apparently the name of an officer in the British Royal Navy. Second Sea Lord.
Second Sea Lord?
Sea Lord?
Who's the first Sea Lord? I gotta know. God, I want a Sea Lord title. I gotta rework the ranks and the military structure of my thing that I'm making.
Jeez.
The military?
You know that Sea Lord is a thing.
Sea Lord.
We can get a new internet insult out of it as well.
There are Sea Lords from first through the fifth. So you've got first, second, third, fourth, fifth Sea Lord.
I want fourth Sea Lord.
I want third, because third is the word.
Take our F&F quiz and find out which Sea Lord you are.
You got second Sea Lord. Oh, man. You got a lot of responsibility, and you have to answer to an asshole.
Geez, calm down, Sonic. Slow it down. Sonic the Fast never slows down, said Sonic as he locked at the sun outside in space and the wind blew.
Okay, next up is Logan.
That was painful.
Logan, have fun with this first word.
Oh my god. Oh,
said Pikachu!
Gazoon tight.
You are so cool, Sonic Cocoon!
What the fuck?
Author's note, get it, because he's from Japan, lol.
That's Hez, not he's.
Oh, my mistake. Get it, because Hez from Japan, lol. Captain Falcon saw how cool Sonic was, so he posed next to him and got cool points, too.
Oh, my God.
25, at least.
Cool points.
Bidding, bidding, bidding.
Then Batman saw how cool the two were, so he posed next to them, too, but backwards. So he cooled.
You.
You could only see his cool darkness.
I am the night. You can only see my darkness.
Shadow was so saprized that he was blinded by the cool.
Bet you wish you were as cool as me.
And didn't darkness fell back off of the house and into space and burned up.
I'm so dark in the Amityville horror.
Sayonara, Shadow the Hedgehog, said Nucleus, and then the wind blew.
That's right. I got hero wind, fool.
All white, all white. Enough of this tomfooling. Let us get to the plan of doom. I mean fun.
Logan, I told you don't plot your world domination during the show.
I'll do what I want.
Or if you do, just, you know, dial it back a bit, you know?
He wants to upgrade from fourth Sea Lord to third Sea Lord.
You can't be third Sea Lord. That's taken.
I'll be Sea Lord Zero.
All right, if AOL still existed, I would tell you to make that your screen name.
No, Logan, on Facebook, go make your middle name Sea Lord Zero.
No, I'll get stuck with a name change like you did.
No, you have to. Everyone's going to have one, and I'm calling this one in.
No, you can't fucking make me change my name on Facebook. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Laughed the Eggman. Everyone laughed and nodded, except Omega. Cause he has no organ to laugh with, and Batman cause he's too cult. Oh, laugh. Now is the TM for the best of the games that I came up with and is super genius. Spin to Emerald.
I'm hoping that at some point he can't switch between intense and not intense, and he's just stuck at intense for the next couple days.
So you want him to have the Austin Powers condition where he has difficulty controlling the volume of his voice?
No, he has Alex Jones condition where he just yells everything.
And throws a bunch of chairs.
Then Eggman pulled out a Chaos Emerald from his sweat mustache and put it on the floor in front of all of them. Rogue stole it. Curses foiled again. I hate that hedgehog! Yelled Eggman as he ran back to his room. Fine, then. We will do something even better.
No, not something.
We will... We will do something even better. Then that is even more super genius! Said Eggman. As he walked into the next room, everyone pulled, except Batman, because he's too cool to be a follower.
I'm not even worried about this crap.
Whose mic did I just echo through? They all went into the room where there was a big cushion with all the bowls and water and mops. We will make a cake with this, said Eggman as he pulled out another emerald. But this time it was a super emerald. So it was 100 times stronger than the one. End sentence. Rogue stole it. Ah, you stupid bat. Stop foiling my plans. Yelled Egg.
Egg.
Dizzy! I didn't realize this was a crossover with a Commodore 64 mascot.
Well, this does have everything in it. He did establish that at the beginning of the show.
It's not nearly as long as Sonic's Ultimate Harem either.
No.
Thank goodness.
What was Sonic's Ultimate Harem about?
It's terrible. Don't read it. We're not going to read it on the show because it's not good.
It's way too long.
It's 1.8 million words.
Holy shit. Ugh. Does he fuck a lot of fuck?
Yes.
I want to read that.
Updated September 21st. Chapter 1 is Rogue. Chapter 340 is Midnight.
Oof. Midnight, who's that?
Midnight from...
My Hero Academia?
Miss Midnight? Oh, you can't have her. She my boo.
Sexier than Mount Lady.
Yep. Yeah, that is yep. Miss Midnight from...
That's my hero.
The R-rated superhero.
Sonic had enjoyed spending time at UA teaching and give some advices to the other students trying to be heroes.
Hey, kids, why don't you fuck your teachers? That always works out for me.
No, said Rogue. Eggman cried.
Perfect response.
Eggman cried, so everyone went back to the other room. But when they got there, someone new was there.
It was... Danky Kang! Dun, dun, dun!
Dun, 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 motherfucker.
Ha, ha, ha! Yes, you can have a god story! W/O! The King of Cool! That is all, folks. I hope you enjoyed Read and Review 12 stars this time, because I'm awesome! God, who commands you to do so? And I know you will, cause you're cool, cause you read in this masterpiece.
Wow.
Why did you yell so much writing the author's notes for this story?
Chapter 3,
Great TM's Infinity!
And we're back! Holla at your boy Freedom Beef!
Oh no, he's one of the two announcers for the pod racing in episode 1.
How's it going, my loyal peons? Sorry for the deli.
Genius!
Takes time and love in TLC, lol.
Tilk.
Love and tilk. Some more people are coming in to recognize my
recognize. Genius! It's recognize.
Oh, sorry. Recognize my
genius!
So much yell.
Ha!
Ha!
Lordy.
AlexaCat12, good to hear from you. As always, you know a god when you see one. Paradoxal Mind Ella1, glad you leak. Enjoy the show. Flumuser64, you sound Julius of my
genius,
pal. Sit back and enjoy like everyone else.
Steve, have a real fun time EQing this.
And exploding head!
Thanks for the tip. I got this. I'm a god pro. I can write my way out of a paper bag.
You have a pen. It's not hard to get out of a paper bag with a pen.
That really should have been said in William Shatner's voice.
I can write my way out of a paper bag and
good son.
Whoop, whoop. Nah, you cool, doe. Thanks, man. Or man. I don't judge.
Ooh.
Ready for the
great.
We're gonna...
Too bad! You're never ready for it! No one is! It's too great!
It's not no one. It's Noi.
No, that's...
That's no one.
That's no, no, no one. That is a one. Fuck.
No one. That is a one.
Let's do this!
This is really fucking up my voice.
Good job.
Disclaimer.
I don't own Sonic the Fast, Mario, Pokemon...
Cap Faken,
the Batman,
Dank Yi Kang, Dora the Explorer, Tom Raider, or
how the fuck am I supposed to read this?
Very carefully.
Hang on, hang on. I'm gonna do them all separately, and Steve, I want you to piece them together in post.
E.
He just Ubi. Somebody put the ball gag on him in between the E and the
I'm literally losing my voice.
Oh god.
AKA greatest movie ever except for Dark Knight. One day I will own them all. Faux show.
3:3 GM's 3 plus AG equal great!
And next up is Logan until his voice goes away.
I need a drink. I need a fucking drink.
No, Val is up next. Go have a spicy sandwich or something.
A spicy sandwich can't save this.
It can hurt it.
Like your anus after Taco Bell?
Yeah, you get it.
Hey, why are you talking from your anus?
Well, he worked for Ace Ventura and he's rich as fuck.
Doesn't he also deny vaccines?
I don't know, probably.
At some point, yeah.
Like, it's always something with celebrities.
His ex-wife did.
Yeah, his ex-wife, and he was like, yeah, and then he's like, no, I divorced that bitch. Danky King! What are we here for, Danky King? Said Mario eating pasta. I necessito your help, Mario. Why or el amigos de greatness? I am un uest epic expandir dong e consigor. Did he go like Spanish? El plantan of el pontikai. Me puedes el help. Wooked. Danky King. Everyone, as in the number, shook their heads. No one, as in the number, knew what he said. He must have been using monkey or monkai talk. Isn't Ted of real Merkin talk? What should we do? Asked Cram. I know, said Ouija.
Ouija!
And he pulled out a banana and gave it to Danky. Danky smiled and kicked Ouija in the face, and Ouija hit the wall and then ate the banana, but he was still speaking in monkai. I know what do, said Dora the Explorer from on top of the stairs, as in the looks. I can speak monkai because my friend is a monkai. I will transform his words or words. DK was joyed to hear this and spoke to Dora. Why she nodded at every word, why smiled when he was done, then walked over to everyone as in the number else.
Do we actually understand what's going on in the story, or are we just doing all the typos?
Nope.
Like, that's all I have in my head right now is just typos.
Yeah.
I think we're all at the same place.
That's fine.
Logan, can you translate what the story is at right now with your little mouse voice?
What? Oh, I just got back. What happened?
Smooth.
I think they were going to make an omelet out of Eggman, and now Danky Kang is talking about his dong getting stuck in a banana?
No.
Hey, that's so funny. I just brought back a banana to eat it.
Now he can speak monkey.
He said he has a super epic quest for us to get that epic power crystal of super epic power. Everyone gasped except for Omega and Eggman's robots, because they are robots with no law feel.
Why are all these different mouse pads having Deadpool with the 3D lifted boobs on them?
Because why not?
It's called proper wrist support.
It's beautiful, I just didn't know it was a thing.
A quest, said Sonic. First goes as fast, so he tackles fast. Sounds like fun, but what's that sniff?
Do we have anyone who listens to the show who does commissions for Rule 34?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, I would like to commission Rule 34 of Gritty and the AMPM mascot Tumgus making out.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so I look up 3D mouse pads on Amazon. It's a bunch of butts, a bunch of boobs, Deadpool with boobs, and then Corgi butts.
Could you get me a boob mouse pad of Tumgus?
Sure.
What's that sniff? It was Eggman with cookies. Behold your doom, I mean snacks. Yes, snacks. Glorious thanks, said Eggman. Eggman was proud of his awesome cookies because they were shaped like eggs and sniffed like eggs and tasted like eggs. So they're eggs.
Ugh. I don't want cookies that taste like eggs.
Kang saw the cookies and ran and ate them all. Super Sonic speeds that only Sonic could see because he's so fast. But eating that many cookies at once made Kang's belly all sore and he thumbs up before he passed out. Eggman gasped and went, "Oh no, that stupid monkey ate, as in the number, all my snacks. Curses. Fooled again," before running back into his house. "Now what?" said Cream. "I don't know," said Amy. "Let's raid Eggman's stuff while he is making us more food." Everyone agreed. "But where to start?" asked Rogue. "The Batman!" stood up, all cool at the dark, and said,
"I will use my super cool smart skills to find everything here. Good for stealing and giving to poor peoples."
Just to clarify, that's not smart skills, that's smarts kills.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Said Batman coolly. All the boys and girls squeed at how cool it was, even Shadow, who was all darker and called too.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah.
I died, but I got better.
My voice died, but it's getting better.
Then Batman jumped into the dark to do cool stuffs, cause that's the guy he is. An hour L3er, Ouija looked as not coming back, is he? Pika P said, "Of course not. The Batman Sama is too cool for us. He works alone." He works a student loan. That was funnier than it should have been to me. And then the Murkan flag flashed. "So we need to go too. Let's go too," said Tails. Everyone agreed. "Wait," said the Explorer. "I know someone who can help us find call stuffs. My big sis." She then put her nails in her mouth and whispered, and her sister came in on a cool horse. It was her, oh God, her Buffif U1 Auto DeLore. That is something.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I'm copying this into and trying to get a text-to-speech to say it.
Oh God.
The text-to-speech reader. Accurate, online, free, and unlimited. Oh, apparently it saved me trying to have it say Pazone.
Great job.
He's on.
Fuwanatotalol.
Bufuwanatotalol.
Okay. Author's note. BFF, unless one of them dies, lol. Loria Craft. Sup, she said. Snap! Yeah. Cool stuff is happening, yo!
God.
That is it, dogs! Hope y'all enjoy.
Is she speaking French?
I like how every week she tries harder and harder to get it so the neighbors can hear us, even though they're almost an acre away on either side.
Who know what to do next? Roof!
David, stop woofing during the show.
That ain't me, bro.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Author's note. Liek that. I'm so cool, lol. Chapter 4. Great TMs Infinity 4! Stop! Freedom Beth is back. Show me some love. Show him some love. Girl 15 in Paradoxala 1.
It's girl 15.
That's what I said.
No, it's girl 5.
No.
No, it's girl 15.
No, it's
a
not.
One.
Stop it.
One and L look the exact same. It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It's a fucking L, Sean.
That's a one.
It's a fucking L. I just did it.
There's an L.
You guys, stop yelling. I don't know why we're at divorce court.
Tie for the kind words. Do es my written good to see peoples enjoying my genius. Tell her. Friends, readers, so they too can give their is an epic treat of greatness. Don't have to be Xmas to give her friends cool gifts, am I right, lol? Her darn right I am, yes! Height, Tim to get in the game. Great Tim, let's to do this.
E-A,
It's in the
It's in the
All right, next up is Maguda.
I've got my work cut out for me here.
Yes. It's going so slow because of all the fucking typos. It's ridiculous.
We've only read 4 pages.
I know.
And some of them are kind of clever.
Blame Kyle. You're the ones that wanted to read this.
It's fucking funny you shit, too.
Kyle, you bastard.
Oh, my God. There's so many na-nas.
La-las and do-do's.
I'll do you proud. Disclaimer, I am the proud honor of Sonic Tefast Mario Poekmon Cap Facken The Batman Denki Kang Dora the Explorer Tom Raider or Tebeam Uvi or Link.
Oh boy, the B-movie, huh? Everyone's favorite meme.
No, it's the Beam Uvi.
Tebeam Uvi.
Oh, well, thank God it's that.
All right, I have my idea for a mouse pad. I would like a mouse pad of Yamcha, and it's got the 3D raises, but it's of him lying dead on the ground, and the raises are his knee and his shoulder.
What?
Oh, that's sad.
That could work.
Day mine. Lol, lol. Just playing. Nintendo. Oh, he's so freaking clever. 10 in the word. One's dem, not me. 4: Na 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 na.
Oh, Andy, cut out. You have to say na na's really fast, otherwise Discord cuts you off.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. 4: Na 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 na. Great TM.
Perfect. Thanks, Bubs. Oh, sweet. Somebody made an actual action figure set of Yamcha dead.
Aww.
That's so bad.
That is terrible. But you know what's important? Eggman was mad.
I'm mad.
How could all of his genius plans be falling? No, no, said Eggman. I will not fall again. Dis TM Tay will be died! Exclamation point. He hatched. Author's note. Lol, guz he's an egg. A new plan to put Dakil in his dance skill and Mayek them die of joy. Eggman got out his special egg shoes. Yeah, okay, it's literally special. And danced in the room ready to kill dem.
What the fuck?
But when he got in there, no one was there.
No, remember the figure I just pointed out of Yamcha dead?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Somebody put him on a bus. That is the best use of Yamcha I have ever seen.
It's great.
It is. It's horrible. It's amazing.
His death will weigh heavy on my mind as I continue reading.
His death will weigh heavy on my mind as I eat this apple pie.
Where are everyone? Asked Eggman. His robots shook 3 heads. How strange. Where to now? Asked Explora. We must do the exploring to find stuffs, said Kraft. They were in a room with lots of doors on all sides of them. I know, let's go open this one, asked Rogue. But no, she didn't ask it. Opening a Doro. She opened it, and there was gold everywhere.
Gold!
Gold coins. And goldy necklaces. And goldy emeralds. And goldy dollars. And goldy dirt. And goldy again. Rogue's capital I is turned to gold, and she went on a steal spree.
I appreciate everybody's restraints from saying the meme.
From saying what?
Exactly.
Good. Yes, I have tons of restraint. Thank you. Steal spree and put it all in her chest in this while everyone watched. Ha 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 ha. Leaf her, she's gonna be busy for a while, said Sonic, all cool. Others aggered. So then Knuckles turned Kirkle and opened another door.
Kirkle!
He turned Kirkle!
Gesundheit!
So it was the Master Emerald. The Master Emerald was whirring in a low-cut dress and stockings and black bots and a skull cap with skulls on it.
Not again!
You thought you had escaped.
Every time I'm out, they pull me back in.
Wait, what the fuck are you...
That's right. I just can't get enough of eating out my black lipstick.
Tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, baby. Now, my baby, said Knuckles. He gasped and tore it all off and then grabbed it. Amy opened a door and in Sid was Noten. What a ripoff. Cream opened a door and it was a trap, said the bee.
Wait. The bee said what? That's just said the bee. Said the bee is the new character, my OC, do not steal.
So Cream, the pile of cream, gasped when something grabbed her ears and pulled her in. Oh no, said Cream.
Oh no.
Before the door shut. Oh, is Yoko here? Where's Yoko? Omega was not having this, so he opened up his mouth and a missile came in, blowed up the door. Then he used his lights on his head to light it up, and inside was Cream, and she was on a belt with lights and stuff and going to a big smasher thing. Omega was not having this, so he opened his arms
and started singing that Creed song about arms being open pretty wide. Look, he's able to enunciate some syllables. It's not just one long. He's not Pearl Jam.
Fuck you. Pearl Jam is way better than fucking Creed.
Pearl Jam's pretty great, guys, okay? I don't know what you're talking about.
You're telling me that they do more syllables than. That's at least 100 vowels with no consonants. Well,
he's not trying to say words, unlike Creed.
Words don't matter.
Holy crap, lol.
Cream was safe because Omega didn't have a friendly fire on.
It came before MySpace. My jokes have a limited audience. Extremely.
I'm still looking at the pie.
We still like you, dude. At least 50% of the time.
Thank you, robot mister, said Cream.
01010111001001.
I'm now translating that. It comes out as nothing.
Oh, it's invalid ASCII, isn't it?
Yes.
Fom fom,
said Omega. Which is your welcome, small rabbit and robot. No, it's fucking not. I can get over this.
You can break these cuffs.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
I can dream better than you.
No, you can't. I have the best dreams, dude.
I thought you just told me don't let my dreams be dreams.
You ever fucking dream that you're Superman and can only use your powers when the Superman theme song's playing? I don't think so. You have dream credits? I don't think so.
I've had dream credits before. Yes, I have.
I've had way more dream credits than you.
You really? How long has it been your maximum dream? You know what? Naked Opinions territory. We'll get to it then. How long is your longest dream credits?
All right. Have you ever had dream credits? But the question is, have you ever had a dream award ceremony for your dream? Because that has happened to me.
David, we'll get to it when we get to it, okay?
Okay.
Jesus.
In the next door cap, Facken had found all of Eggmasson super.
Eggmasticate.
Found all of Eggmasson super cool robots and deaf stuff like his lassers and Jeanette crabs and robot legs. Cap Facken took legs for later, period. In the next door, Pikachu unzipped Tedor and found a secret tunnel. It looked fun, so he went in it. But where did it go? I don't know. Tom Raider.
Ratter.
Oh, shit. Tom Ratter was confused because everyone was everywhere, so she and Dora used her super good tracking skill to find a super secret door. It was rainbow color and made of glasses. Author's note, lol ass. The bee asked what the deal was with this door and airlight food.
Ah, I get it.
And everyone laughed because he's the king of funny. Then the door opened and it was Danky Kang back from before. But this time he was a big Coke ice shaped like an egg.
Coke ice?
But was still a monkey.
What's a Coke ice?
Oh, it's cookies.
Damn it.
Oh.
Stop making me hungry.
Mmm, cookies.
I had ice cream already.
I have chocolates here.
We have strawberry pie.
Everyone name food so Steve-O gets more hungry.
No.
Steve-O, we have strawberry pie. It's motherfucking handmade.
I also have my baby gummy bears and maple pecan pretzels.
All right. Oh. Well, maybe if we finish reading, we can enjoy those things. So please continue reading, Moguta. You do. Can you do it like some sort of seductive narrator?
Give me, like, Zat Brannigan, but on Valium.
Huh?
I don't even know what that would be. I'm going to go with Steve-O's suggestion, but I'm going to be a seductive Elcor.
Hey, Dave. Dave, get back to your computer.
Wait, hold on. I went to go get a La Croix.
Wait, a La what?
A La Croix.
A La what?
A La Croix?
Is that Klingon?
Yeah. Transformed his monkey talk seductively. Oh yeah, we forgot. We're two question mark.
Why does Dora talk like a sloth?
Why does he sound like Logan?
That's an Elcor, man.
Fuck you, I don't sound like that.
Apparently you never played the version of Crash Bandicoot where you go into space and save the galaxy from the Reapers.
I haven't played any Crash Bandicoot or Mass Effect.
I must save the galaxy from the Reapers. Lamenting horror, what have I done?
I tried playing Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect Andromeda. I didn't like either.
So based on the universal praise that almost everyone has given it, I'd love to see more crossovers with the Yakuza series, like Crash Bandicoot and Yakuza.
Whoa! Run to Crash Bandicoot. Run! God, we need Yakuza Kiwami to come to the fucking PC already.
If Crash Bandicoot is in Yakuza, every day is Energy Sword Sunday.
Every Sword Sunday!
Deliver ice cream to your grandma. That's the mission.
Ms. Craft pointed behid Kang, where they could see a sin saying banan sword, and it was empty, which made everyone sad seductively. So it was a quest to find his stocks. They decided that they would first help Kang with his epic quest, and then eat all Eggman's cookies.
I love the Rockbiter narrating this bedtime story.
Nobody likes that movie, Steve.
That's not true. Lots of people love that movie.
But besides that, lots of people have seen it, so they'll get the joke. Sean, you're up, and then me.
So we're only doing one rotation.
We are literally only doing one rotation, otherwise we'll be here till midnight.
Jesus.
Well, there goes my hope of getting two stories out.
Well, hey, at least it was a good episode.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop! Kappa One Goose! It's TM for the great epic quest of greatness! Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready.
Might be. We will see! IHOP, y'all! Enjoy the fic!
I really want to go get some IHOP. The only one that was near us closed. Oh, wait, there's another one. Shit.
Yeah, they opened a new one.
One opened up down near me, so you can come get it here.
You just want me to come visit you more and take you to go get the food you crave so much.
Why won't you come visit me?
Why won't you pick me up to take me to eat at places?
You don't have to pick me up anymore. I own a car now.
Woo!
Yay.
Shows how much you pay attention to me on Twitter.
I don't read Twitter. I retweet politicians and sometimes tweet at the dude that translates for Xseed. That's about it.
No, all you do is tweet at companies that give you less than stellar service. Like T-Mobile.
Oh, that? Dude, I haven't done that in months. I have T-Mobile blocked now.
Logan, what kind of car did you get?
Honda Fit.
Nice.
Pretty good car.
It actually has a large amount of interior space, so I'll have to experiment.
Now what TM is it? Revuta TM Uno?
Chapter 5.
Great TM's Infinity Universe! Hey! It's your boy Freedom Beef!
What's up, what's up?
Sean, have you ever considered trying out for Santa?
I do play Santa for the local Christmas parties.
It fits perfectly.
As always, TYTY for the weirds, gamer girl, Uda best. But where everyone at? I ain't got a review in forever. Besides my girl gamer, ooh guys okay? Or is it, ooh, I got you.
Ooh, were awestruck!
What the?
Speechless! No words can be said for my genius!
Ha ha! That's cool, my cats and dogs. I get you. Give me love when you got the words in your heart, bro. For real. I sit down. Great TM kitties. Disclaimer, I don't on Sonic the Fast, Mario, and those other peels. Like, banana peels.
I think you mean banana peels.
Yeah, banana peels. 5. What TM is it? It's Great Adventure TM. So the quest began again. It was a dark and stormy night, and all the forest aminals were asleep. Septicool ones, whoa, were eating and partying and flying and stuff. Our awesome heroes.
We're having a good time.
Having a good time. With the Batman! Ran through the fours on cool go-karts to find Dank Gang's nanas.
Kyle, I regret the fact that when you said Freedom Beef Strikes Again, you used my smiling face. How dare you put me in the middle of your shit?
On the way, they fat all the Kang's enemies, like the Kremlins. And bongs. Why would you fight those? Those are awesome. And trees and angry birds and barrels. Author's note. Are awesome if you get this ref. To go over na niente in Hollywood. What? It was cool and Batman took them all down and brought them to Juicice. They traveled for days and days. Willie the Bee told the best jokes ever. Fuck you.
A boot!
Nah.
Weather and Eden stars and the Uru article physics. Until they reached the Dark Temple. It was super talls and the size of 10.5 men with laser eyes. It was also on fire and had sweet guitars. This is the place, said Dora. Said Donkey Kong. Mario was ready. He knew what to do. He reached over his overall and pulled out a super-powdered weapon.
Super-powdered whip. A brain fucking and
whip whip!
No Jimmy Neutron reference for you guys? All right.
I never watched the show.
It's okay.
The all-midi in verse smish ball. He crushed it all cool and his eyes turned blue. And he iced. Author's note. Instead of fire, lol. A big blast of ice at the temple, and it turns into temple of water. And then all the temple lay become a super big fishbowl. Now we can win, said Mario, adding Amy. She was right, because out of the temple. No, shit. Out of the temp. Ole.
Ole! Ole!
Came the evil who stole the nanas. Kirby! Fee-hi-ho-dum! Said Kirby.
What?
Fee-hi-ho-dum.
Yeah.
The prices are astronomical, and the prostitute you've picked up is not very intelligent.
What?
Fee-hi-ho-dum. Oh, dumb.
I get it.
Come on, that was good.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was funny. I just don't express joy.
Oh, hey, guys. Is it TM for Smash? I'm ready to go. I wanna be Mega Kirby.
Is there a website that just says, is it time for Smash?
There might be. Let's find out. Is it time for Smash? Is it time for smash.com? Server IP address could not be found.
No.
Google search time smash.
Can we buy the domain isittimefor.smash?
Please keep reading. We're going to investigate.
I will be awesome! Lol. Tien Kirby saw Dinky King. Oh, hey, King. Kirby, you stole my nanners.
My nanners.
You must die, said Dora for King, who didn't say a word. Everyone gasped except Omega because he was ready to fight. Kirby was confusion shihunid. Sure.
Yeah, go with it.
He and Kang were best of friends. They ate things all the time and yo-yo rapped together.
Oh, that's not rapped.
Is that what that word says?
Oh, that's what that word says.
Oh, god damn it.
What? Go ahead and read it again. I don't know that I heard you the first time.
I certainly was paying attention.
They ate all the things, all the TM, and yo raped together.
Son of a bitch.
Jesus. It was always to great TM. Did something happy? He saw the other peeps and looked at Peach, who was Klimginging a tree.
Klimging.
Klimging. Steve, you want to go down to the Klimging gym?
There used to be a really good one when I was a kid. I think it was called Gerstung or something.
There's still a really good one over in Timonium.
Is it Gerstung?
No, it's Earth Trex.
Okay. Well, no, that I know what that is. That's where you get on a wall and climb.
Yeah. It's called a climbing gym. Stop making up places called Gerstung.
Gerstung! Gerstung International. Gerstung is a fucking aerobics place. Okay, perfect.
That's not climbing.
It's not Klimging either.
I knew it. It was you, wasn't it, you pink butt face?
Got him.
Peach jumped up the tree and sat down and said, "Oh, did I win?" Because she's super cool and kicks all the butts.
Cohesiveness is this story's strong point.
All right, I'm going to see how fast I can get through page 8. Maybe we'll have enough time to do another read-through if everybody can read their page in exactly a minute.
Ooh, sounds like a challenge.
Who will pay for this? Bring it on. The two put up their firsts, and a bell rang, and Tehi ran at EA other, yelling really epic Betel Shouts. Stoop! Yelled someone. It came from the trees. And then 10 minutes, L8er, the thing shooed up. It was Didi. He then ran around a bit to catch his breath. Don't fight, you guys. Those aren't DK's bananas.
His bananas.
Said Didi. Everyone facepalmed, sept Omega, horse face became a son of a bitch.
Good luck.
Dash equals dash face, but he was right. DK's banners were right next to the dark temple in the banners tempoel. DK happied and glooped. Glooped and came, parentheses lol.
I'll gloop my came.
Back with all his banners. There was a whole bunch, liek, at least 50. DK was joy, and Didi was also joy. Woohoo, we solved the mystery, said Tails, and stars appeared, be hidden him. And level up!
Da, 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 da.
Blew up in the ski, and so did everyone. Talls grew to Agnine. Amy got more pink, and Mary, got a stash, and Decream grew more ears. Eden Omega got a lightsaber, and Dora grew Strek hands, and Bowser got a hat.
Bowser got a hat!
When did Bowser come into the story?
This is starting to get weird here.
Nah, man, it's cool.
What kind of hat would he wear? Fedora?
Top hat.
Derby?
He wears the Bowsette crown, dur.
Okay. And then everyone else got full health, and Falcon learned Double America Pounch, and Batman made Bat Strong Spray.
Bat Strong Spray.
My Bat Strong Spray will protect you.
Sonic to Fast left, cause he was full level and was the fastest Cesay birth. Ow.
He was the fastest cesarean section ever.
Gotta cut fast.
So it was good. So everyone... Everybody went back to Egghead's house with nanners in hand and a song in their hearts. It was a great day, but when they got back, something was wrong. Where was Eggman? And woe was this mystery green corrector!
Not the green corrector. That sounds like a bad Batman villain.
Hell, Batman, I'm the Green Corrector.
He just goes around and highlights all the mistakes you made in your life with a green highlighter.
Looks like here you forgot to pull out. Big mistake.
Find out when they turn around. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, what's going on in this neck of the wood? Oh, wait.
Stumbledore.
They're back at the egg house. Oh, what's going on in this neck of the space? Dings are heating up, yo. Hope y'all enjoyed Red and Revu. But if you don't, it's cool, because my great gets better every shaper. So I can guess it's hard to write, because I'm so great, and you can't be better. Ha ha ha. Nah, Revo bros and bro sisses.
Well.
Sure.
Bro sisses.
Bro sisses. Yeah, I like that, actually.
Chapter 6. Great GM Infinity Everting! Hey! Hey ye! Hey! It's your boy Freedom Beef! Can't maintain that.
It's your boy.
Sup, diggity dogs and shiggity dogs.
Shiggity dogs.
You know, I'll give him an A for effort on that one.
That was good.
He tried.
Ooh, red eye for more great. Course you are. Here, right?
Right.
Wrong.
Gamer girl, ooh, the best girl. Good king, you always. Paradox, ooh, back. Ooh, get blinded, be the great. Ha ha.
Bye.
I'm pretty sure it's bye.
All right.
He's bisexual.
He's a bicycle.
Ooh, get blinded, bidet, great. Ha ha. It's good hearing from ya, and ooh, two guests. Ooh, guys. No day. Genius of me is the coolest. No, not just the coolest. The greatest. It's epic. The most epic. No one can be greatest like me. Ha ha ha.
Not even the Ringling Brothers boast this much about how good their product is.
I am so great.
All they do is talk about how great they are.
But they don't do it like every chance they get it. They just say it's Barnum and Bailey, Ringling Brothers, greatest show on earth. That's it. That's their line. They don't go, Barnum and Bailey, super great, greatest great, greatly great greaterson, and his great grandpappy, granddad, and is just great.
I don't know. I've been to one of those shows. They did say great a lot.
Yeah, probably.
Well, not anymore.
Come on down to Joe and Dan's Discount Vent and Great Warehouse, where it's always great.
And vent.
You know, I wasn't ready for a hot tag on that joke, but Logan, I'm glad you did.
Thank you very much for picking up the slack.
You're welcome, buddy.
But enough of the facts. It's TM for the fic. Disclaimer, I forgot to mention all the peeps last TM because I was lazy, but I done want to get sewed by Google, so I own Sonic to Fast, Mario, Poekmon, Cap Facone, The Batman, Dank Ye Kang, Dora the Explorer, Tom Raider, or Ovi, or Link, or Kirby, or Megan Man.
Megan Man.
No, Megan Man, that's a different character.
He's a super fire robot, Megman.
6. TikTok TM. Oh, great.
God, that was painful.
Yeah, but I got through in the fastest with 8 minutes. Hooray!
Steve-O the Fast.
Congratulations.
You really were gunning to allow us to read a page in a minute.
I just wanted to be done. Oh, that was terrible, and I need to go gargle some warm salt water after that. Holy shit. I would like to thank our guests. Thank you very much. No, not Sean. Sean, you're not a guest anymore. We upgraded you like 2 years ago. Sean was stealth downgraded during the show tonight.
No.
Well, I've been stealth jacking it, so.
Well, thank you very much, Waffle and Moguta. You guys are always fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And specifically, Waffle, you for your patronage.
You're welcome.
We don't get to thank people enough.
All right, who wants to read the patrons tonight?
Logan.
Oh, yeah, me.
All right, Logan. Great, now all it's doing is copying Gamer Girl. Son of a bitch.
He just reads himself. Well done.
We'd like to thank all our Patreons, especially our genital guardians. Afrohawk, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, Chris Chalfont. Chalfont, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's a hard T.
Discuss, Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Eric Lemieux, Evan Baumel, Josh Burns Rivera, Mana, Matthew Wayne Jordan, Michael Foch, Miri, Naomi Rose, Pope Sloth the 14th. No, sorry, that's not 14. Does that number change? Is that a different number than last time? Pope Sloth the 17th.
He's been succeeded.
Samantha, Samuel Flynn, Sarah for the win. Scott John Harrison at Shaded Spriter. Sean Webster. Steven Van Sickle. And the Waffle.
Thanks, guys.
I don't have any other way to close this, except I'm not looking forward to reading the last 5 pages of this next week.
Can somebody write me a gritty fanfic?
No.
We need gritty Rule 34.
I need gritty everything in my life.
Yeah.
Bowsette hit the internet and had like a million pictures in like 2 days, so.
Yeah, but that's because nerds are jerking off over it.
Yeah,
only I'm jerking off over gritty.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.